Good morning, guys. It's the Black Diamond. Join me for a Black Diamond experience, reporting to you live from New York City. I hope all is well and good, and everybody enjoyed their Easter yesterday. And to all the families that's going through due to the COVID-19 pandemic, you are in my thoughts and prayers as well. Guys, I woke up this morning, and New York City is raining cats, dogs, and squirrels out here. But I'm still going to stay motivated during the day because I have two busybodies in here that I got to stay motivated for, a 3-year-old and a 9-year-old. So they're having their breakfast right now. We woke up a little late this morning because that rain, that's that sleep weather out there. It looks so dark and gray out there. Lord, just send some sunshine our way. That's all I'm praying for. I spoke with my mother on last night on a virtual video, and they were storming down south with the severe thunderstorms and everything. So, you know, it looked like, you know, the whole world is being rinsed right now. So God, pour out your showers. Just everybody be protected during the thunderstorms and the did you want to say your ABCs or something this morning to the people? Come say good morning.
Good morning.
Say, it's me, London.
And me, London.
You want to say your ABCs or something? Say them.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G. A, J, J, K, L, M, N, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, and Z. Now I know my ABCs.
Yes,
I know my ABCs.
Yay, you're a good book. This little girl over here loves saying her ABCs. Go eat your cereal. You finished eating your cereal?
No.
Okay, go eat your cereal, big girl. Yeah, she loves saying her ABCs, and then she'll be running around here in a minute trying to cook all kind of dishes at her little play kitchen in here. But they keep me busy, and they keep me going. I thank God for the both of them during this pandemic time. That we can make each other joyful and happy and not sit around and be so bitter and sour, you know, because the way America is growing and going right now, it can bring down anybody's energy level. That's why I want to do positive podcasts. And so, you know, to my listeners out there, you will get some type of inspiration and encouragement from my podcast to pick yourself up. You know, and like I said, I can't thank Anchor enough. Over the last course of weeks, Anchor has distributed my podcast all over. So I'm thankful. I'm on Apple Podcasts now. I'm on Radio Pocket. I'm on Spotify. I'm on Listener Notes. I mean, hey, just Google me. Google me and you'll see all the platforms that you can have other listeners to listen in to my podcast if they're not able to download an app or anything. But not for nothing, I am just thankful to be able to have positive conversation and give out positive airwaves to somebody who's out there. Spirit may be down. You may not know what to do. You may not know who to turn to or who to talk to. But let me tell you something. Don't ever feel bad with not having anyone to talk to, because God can hear you in the spiritual realm. Cry out to God, okay? For your trust will forever be right there, you know. Cry out to God, you know, anything you may be going through, any obstacles you may be going through. And I know right now it's a big ordeal on the stimulus money that's supposed to be coming out. But, you know, us real go-getters in the real world, we already know, you know, yeah, the $1,200 and the little change for the dependent, it's all good. But how long is that supposed to last? $1,200 don't last us a long time up here in New York City, especially with the prices of food going up. So come on, let's talk about it. You know, and at the end of the day, you know, us New Yorkers, we spend a lot of money. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, $1,200 is really, the $1,200 and a little small check is really just for all the kids and probably some miscellaneous bills. It's really not going to pay no bills in New York City. That's off top. You know what I'm saying? The South, that could be a little different. You know what I'm saying? But us, that's not going to last us the rest of the year. So I guess they're going to try to work something out with compensating the American people and the, you know, people all over the nation some type of way for them to compensate their families and support their families the rest of the academic year while school is out. You know, school is out, jobs is out. And Lord, we just hoping for hope. You know, in the meantime that we're hoping for hope and the government is getting together what they got to get together, we got to stay encouraged and keep ourselves together inside these houses and keep our insanity sane. What did you say, Sugarfoot?
I did a bit.
You did a split? Good girl. Don't talk with food in your mouth, okay? Good girl. Yeah, guys, but let me take a good sip of this hot coffee. To all my coffee lovers out there, oh man, let me tell you something. Thank God that all our coffee shops are still open up here in New York City. I don't know where I would be without my coffee. I have to have my coffee every day since this pandemic and we on this quarantine on pause over here in New York City. I probably drunk about 1 million cups. I'm just exaggerating, guys, but I drink a lot of coffee. But anywho, not for nothing, I drink a lot of water also. I have my vitamin C. I have my elderberry in here. I keep ginger. I have lime. I buy fresh fruits and vegetables every week. And then, you know, a lot of our fruit stands are still open throughout the city. So we're good in New York City. You know what I'm saying? Just some people have to pick themselves up and apply themselves to what services are available. You got to take the good in with the bad in with the good. And like I said in one of my earlier episodes, mix it up. I make a muffin and have my coffee. You hear me? That's what I do. Let me take another good sip of this coffee. Brooklyn, she's in there. She got to log into the iPad because the remote learning is still going on during the Easter break. Although we already in the house, it's not a big ordeal. I thank God for the teachers and the principal and the staff from her school. Big shout out to PS13 out in Brooklyn. They have been really, really, really supportive, inspirational, and guiding us through this Google Classroom during this pandemic time. So I'm just thankful. I'm thankful for all my support. I'm thankful for the DOE. I'm thankful for the mayor and the governor for all that they're trying to do and all that they can do, you know. But at the end of the day, while they're keeping the city and the kids together, we got to do our part on in the inside while we quarantining, you know what I'm saying? Making sure we're doing what we got to do to keep ourselves together, healthy, happy, positive. I know it's not easy every day to be happy, jolly, and this and that. And do not for once get it twisted that the Black Diamond don't have no bad days. I have bad days. You know what I'm saying? Some days I don't want to be bothered. Some days I don't want to talk. Some days I don't even want to see society. You hear me? I don't even want to hear a text message. Sometimes I have to, with the social media, I have to turn the data off on the social media apps because I don't want to hear from social media either. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to look at the news. You know, and we have this thing up here in New York called the Citizen app. Every 10 to 15 minutes, the app beeping. Somebody got shot. Somebody got stabbed. Somebody been assaulted. Or if it ain't one of those, it's something popping up about the COVID-19. So some of that stuff, you know, just seeing that news and stuff can be depressing. That's why I'm doing my podcast to send out some positive waves so when you do get a little time out your day that you want to take a breather like, hey, you know what? I done had a shabby, shaky, downright day and I want to get back on track. Let me go check Black Diamond up, you know, see what her podcast is about, see if I can get anything out of it. Hey, you might get something out of it. You never know. just tell a friend and tell a friend and tell a friend to check me out. Listen up. You know what I'm saying? To see what I'm talking about that can encourage your soul, that can encourage your spirit. Because at the end of the day, you got to encourage yourself. You got to pick yourself up. Nobody's not going to knock on your door. Hey, are you mad with the world today? Is there anything that I could do to you, do for you or do to you for the rest of your life to make you not hate the world on the outside? Come on, people. We all got our own little small issues that nobody can't fix but us. And right now, the main issue that most of us Americans have right now is money. 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 You know what I'm saying? I thank God we still have a few laundry centers that's open out here in New York City. So we just got to be thankful for the little things that we do still have. Can't be whining and crying like a baby. Thank God the dollar stores are still open. Target. You know, I'm thankful. BJ's, Costco's, hey. You know what I'm saying? I make the best of it. Uber Eats. We got Instacart. A lot of the restaurants, come to find out, a lot of our restaurants, they're actually not closed. They're closed for dining in, but you can still get delivery or carry out, something like that. So thank God for that, because, you know, some of us got some restaurants that's the only food we want to eat. So thank God for that. Yeah, so not for nothing, guys. I just want to let y'all know to stay encouraged, stay inspired, and whatever you got to do to keep that picker up, or you do that, okay? You do that so you can keep yourself together and be ready for whatever America has to throw at you, because you don't know what America is up to, okay? You never know what America is up to. So at the end of the day, you do what you got to do, and make sure, guys, I can't say this enough. Make sure that while you're quarantining, you're not just sitting in the house being miserable. Make sure you're putting supplements in your body that your body need to carry on. I heard a devastating story. One of my friend girls called me from down south. She said she ran past a story where a lady, she was doing her quarantine, doing everything she needed to do. And she was in the house 3 weeks. Get tested. She positive for COVID-19. And I told her, I said, let me tell you something. That is unbelievable. But it was a real story. But this is my thing. You know, it's like some kind of conspiracy to me with these test labs and stuff. I'm not a genius. I'm not a scientist and none of that stuff. But I do have common sense. Now, you're not about to just piss in my eyes and tell me it's raining. I know a lot of y'all probably heard that phrase before. But anyway, all of these people that's being tested, you know what I'm saying? Like, how valuable are these tests? How smart are these people that's being the testers? Who told these scientists that they was real scientists? Why? They passed an exam? How did they become a scientist? You know what? I have some questions out of this world. You hear me? But best believe I'm motivated. I'm encouraged. I'm over here feeding myself all the knowledge that I can get every day to myself to learn and to be in the know. Because at the end of the day, America is not going to knock on my door and tell me, this is what you need to know, Black Diamond. Black Diamond this, Black Diamond that. No, they ain't going to do that. That's why I got to educate myself. I know what I got to do. I know what I got to do to stay on top. I know what I got to do to keep my girls happy and going. And I'm just so glad I was able to make them smile yesterday on Easter. Because for the simple fact, you know, hey, we as parents, we got to learn how to be creative on every level, you know. On every level to keep our little princesses smiling and keep the kids encouraged. Because kids get bored real fast too, you know. And as soon as I see Brooklyn slipping or look like her spirit going down, hey, I'm about to cut on some hip-hop music, some church music, some something. Get us in here singing, dancing, exercising. Oh, I'm going to get them round up for the day. doing all that I can do, you know, so they can be good. But, guys, until next time, y'all stay encouraged. I love you all. You're in my thoughts and prayers. And let's fight together.